At 2 p.m. local time in the Hungarian capital of Budapest, the country's National Assembly went into session, while in front of the parliament building a small crowd of anti-government protesters grew to several hundreds of people. The Speaker of the Parliament, Katalin Szili, the only politician who remained in her office during last night's demonstrations, called upon all the political forces for a democratic parliamentary way of resolving the deepest crisis Hungary has experienced since the fall of the Iron Curtain. For the latest on the unrest, I spoke with Hungarian Bishop László Kisrigó.
Demonstrations are going on in the whole country, and there is a lot of uncertainty. The President of the Republic is again going to issue a statement, they say. Of course, the greater part of the nation now demands that the Prime Minister expresses his apologies and steps down, resigns.
Bishop Kisrigó also spoke about the response of the Bishops' Conference.
The Bishops' Conference is now considering releasing a statement about the moral situation, the necessity of moral renewal as condition for the renewal of the society as a whole and renewal of the economy.
A smaller group of protesters marched over to the nearby headquarters of the state television, intent on proclaiming their demands on a live broadcast. It was at that point on Monday night that extremists started to burn cars and try to break through police lines. I'm Martha Verce.